fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. So, I talked about this quite a bit in my prediction episode about how Intel needs to do something. And I do mean needs to do something. Intel has not been able to break out of 14 nanometer in any sort of meaningful way, shape, or form in far too long. And what's even better is that there are rumors that the next NVIDIA GPUs will be on 3 and 5 nanometers. Intel, Mr., we're going to go ahead. We're going to. A true CPU company manufactures their own stuff. Well, they are now manufacturing Drek. Don't get me wrong, they have performed miracles with 14 nanometers. It is stunning, underline stunning, how much performance they have squeezed out of that old 14 nanometer manufacturer tech. The fact that they can even keep up with AMD is incredible. There's no other way to say it. But here's the thing. Intel has a much bigger threat now. It's the threat of ARM. And the fact that, and I didn't see this. I thought it was going to happen. This Apple switching to their own silicon, and then that would start encouraging everyone else to start switching over to ARM. I did not foresee it being this fast, nor did I foresee so many other people deciding we're just going to custom manufacture our own CPUs. Intel has a very serious problem, and they are now, well, a major, you know, let's just take this headline for instance. Activist hedge fund advises Intel to outsource CPU manufacturing and demands a strategy shakeup. Demands! I mean, you have to. Like I said, this is a point. This year, Intel has to do something. And I think, no matter how you look at it, the people that are at the conference room tables for Intel, I stand by my prediction, they will not have a job by the time this is all said and done. In the end, they are going to be unemployed, either because they will have to be removed because they've been managing Intel into the ground, or because Intel's going to die with them. They have to change strats, and they have to do it now. And now everyone's saying what I've been saying for the longest time. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Car Buying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.